3, 3. איפה הדף שלי? תגיד לי 1, 2, 3. מה? כן? זה מה שאתה רוצה לשאול לאחר? אוי, רמב"ם, רמב"ם ראשון, זה גדול, גדול שם. שכחתי. The Mishnah starts in the beginning of Maseches Sota. Hamakane leishto, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mekane lo pishnaim umashka al pi erecher al pi atzmo. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mekane lo pishnaim umashka al pishnaim. There are two stages to being mashka, to two introductory stages in order to be mashka the Mesota to one's wife, in order for a person to bring his wife to the Azara, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to have her drink the Mei Sota, he has to first fill two prerequisites. Prerequisites are Kinoi and Stira. Kinoi means that he has to tell his wife, I don't want you to be found isolated together with so-and-so. Stira means she was found actually isolated together with so-and-so. In the Mishnah, there's Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says both kinoi and stira must be done al pi shnayim, with two witnesses. With two witnesses means he must tell her in front of two witnesses, I want you to be careful not to isolate yourself with so-and-so. And stira bifnei shnayim means he must bring two witnesses to show that she isolated herself. If he brings one witness, or if he himself admits that I was mekane her, I saw her be nistra, that will not allow her to drink the Mesota. That is not enough. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Rabbi Eliezer says that one aid is enough, or even Alpi Atzmo, if he himself says, appears witness, that's enough, as far as Stir is concerned. Meaning, the Kinoi must be done by in front of two aids, Alpi Shnayim, as the Mishnah says it. But the stira can be done al pi echad, meaning that he could do it himself. It can be done by the person, either the husband, either bringing a single witness to show that the woman was nistara, or else by bearing testimony himself to the fact that his wife was nistara after kinoi. In the Braisa, on the Beis HaMibeis, there's another representation of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yasi Barab Yehuda quotes Rabbi Eliezer differently. He says Rabbi Eliezer said that the single witness or the person's own word is enough for kinoi, but not for stira. Stira must be with two edim, like Rabbi Yeshua says. The kinoi could be done with eid echad. We have the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua that says kinoi and stira both need two edim. Rabbi Eliezer says for one of them eid echad, or the husband's own testimony is sufficient. According to the Mishnah, for the stira, the person's testimony is sufficient. According to Rabbi Yasi Barab Yehuda, for the kinoi, the person's own testimony, a single witness, or a single witness, is sufficient. Okay, according to Rabbi Yoshua, when he says that the kinoi and the stira is al-pi shnayim, it does not just mean that he must bring two witnesses to court in order to prove that he was mekane and to prove that she was nistra. It means that the kinoi must be said in front of the two witnesses, and he must tell her, look, there are two witnesses watching here. I want you to be aware of the fact that I'm warning you. And the stira is done, again, obviously the two witnesses that were made saw it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says a single witness is enough for stira, does he mean that a single witness is enough in order to watch the stira, or in order to watch the kinui, or does he mean that a single witness is even enough to tell the court that there was a kinui or there was a stira? Eliezer holds that the kinui can be done beino levenoa, and the kinui can be testified about by a single person, by the husband. Meaning, when it says that the kinui is apiechot, it does not just mean that a single witness comes and says, I saw Yankel Shmerel give his wife kinui in front of two witnesses. No. It means that the kinui itself can be done by in front of a single witness. When it says, al piatzmo means that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kinui can be done in front of no witnesses whatsoever. Not just that the husband's believed to say, I gave a kinui, and the kinui was in front of two people. No, al pi atzmo means he could even be the only one there at the time of the kinui. And the same thing when it comes to stira, when Rabbi Yehuda says that he's neman mashka al pi erechot al pi atzmo, it does not just mean that he is neman to come to court and say, I saw her be nistira in front of two people. No, he could say, I saw her be nistira, there's no one else there except for me, I'm the only one there, and I'm the only one bearing testimony. That's what's clear from the Gemara. Al-Piyachad means one all the way through, according to Rabbi Eliezer, either for the stira, the way the Mishnah learns Rabbi Eliezer, or for the kinoi, the way Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learns Rabbi Eliezer in the Braisa. Okay, I'd like to clarify the following point. We normally have a rule that you need two witnesses in order to cause somebody to lose money. That's called Apishnaim Edim, Apishlosh Edim, Yakum Dover. Dover Shebamaman, Ein Dover Shebamaman, Pachas Mishnaim. The same applies normally to prohibiting a woman to her husband. For this reason, we find that if a single witness comes and says, I saw so-and-so's wife, Pinazana, the woman's not usher. It's only if two witnesses come and say, we saw Yankel Shmerel's wife be Mizana, then, if she was Mizana Baratzon, she becomes Usser to the husband. This is learned out from the Pasuk, V'roba Ervas Dovar, which Chazal learned out from Gzera Shavar, Dovar, Dovar Mimamon, to teach that there must be two witnesses present in order to prohibit a woman to her husband. Ein Dovar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Dovah Sheba Mammon has to have Shtayim, and Dovah Sheba Erva both have to have two witnesses. That applies to any type of stira when there's no kinui. When there's kinui and stira, we learn that from the Pasuk over here, that a single witness is enough. But a normal testimony, where Edom testify that so-and-so's wife was Mizana without any kinui, we say it has to have two Edom. That's what the Gemara brings in over here on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. And the Gemara discusses why after kinui the halacha is different. However, this is only true if outside witnesses are testifying. If a person testifies about himself, I owe Yanko $100. He's chayiv. This is called hodas baldin kmeya eden dami. It's learned that from a pasuk. Even though normally you need two witnesses, hodas baldin kmeya eden. We have a very similar halacha that applies to isurim. That halacha is shavye anafshe chaticha de isura. Even though you normally need two witnesses to make a kedushin, to make a gerushin, to be made that someone's wife is also to him. In all of those cases, if the person admits, I saw with my own eyes that my wife was mizana, or that I was mekadesh a woman in front of two Edim, I was Megarash, a woman, he has no witnesses, the din is that he creates an Isser on himself. I was once married to so-and-so, to such and such a woman, to Rivka. The din is that if he says, I was once married to Rivka, we have no witnesses whatsoever, he becomes Usser to Rivka's sisters because of Achayis Isha. That's called Shavya Nafshech Tichet Isura. It's very, very similar to Hodos Baal Dekameya Edim Dami, but it applies to Isurim. When it comes to Isurim, the Hodos of a person is like 100 Edim. It's not necessary to have two Edim if he himself admits that he saw his wife be Mizana. He's going to be Usser to his wife because of his own eyes saw. Of course, he will not be able to cause her any loss because of this. For instance, to tell her, go away, I'm not going to give you a ksuva because you're a mezana. For that, he needs to aid him. But for what affects himself and nobody else is a din of a dos balad and kameh aid and dummy. What would be the din over here by kinoy and stira? According to Rabbi Yehoshua, which is a halachic opinion, brought down in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, what will be the din if a person, not a single witness, but a person himself says, I saw my wife, I was mekaneh her, I know I was mekaneh her, I saw her be nistera afterwards. What will be the din? For kinah and stira, he didn't say that I saw her be mezana, but I saw myself be mekaneh her, no eidim present. I saw that that my wife was nistera, no eidim present. What will be the din in this case? In this case, will we say that he creates a iser through kinah and stira to bring her to the Mishkan and to make her drink the Mesota? Perhaps he's not Naaman, according to Rabbi Yehoshua. It's clear that you have to have two Eidim for that. It's not just perhaps, it's clear that you have to have two Eidim. But for Isser, we have a din normally that after Kinoy and Stira, there is an Isser, the man creates, the woman becomes prohibited to her husband, Misafik. What? Misafik, Mivade. There's a special pasuk that teaches us that the woman becomes prohibited to her husband after Kinoy and Stira. That's the din of Raglaim Ladova. It's also connected to the din of Raglaim Ladova that the Gemara says on Amud Beis. What will be the din if a man says, I was Makana, my wife. I saw her be Nistra. Will she now become Asa because of Kinoy and Stira or not? L'chayre, we should say, Shavya Nafshech Haticha Deisura. He saw the Kinoy. He made a Kinoy. He made a Stira. He saw a Stira. If so, so he himself knows that she had Kinoy, she had Stira. So, she should become usher to him. He should have to send her away with a ksuva, because he doesn't have eidim, but she should become usher l'oilam to him. That's what l'chora, I would think, misvara. However, if we look in Rashi in the Mishnah says, mekanilal pishnayim imbol hashkos atzarech lo vishnei eidim she'amar lo bifneim altistari imo. In order to bring her to the Mishkan, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to make the wife drink the Meisaita, he has to have two Eidim that he told her, Al Tistri Imo. He was Mekaner by saying, do not isolate yourself with this man. V'im lo kina lo bifnei shnayim, eino ne'eseres alov bistira, ve'eino mashke. The Rashi says clearly that there are two points that will happen. If he doesn't bring two Eidim, A, the woman will not become usher because of the stira that happened afterwards if he is a mekana without two eidim, and B, eino mashke, he cannot be mashke. Rashi makes it clear that it's also usher, that not having two witnesses precludes an iser. If you don't have two witnesses for kinoy, we're discussing kinoy now, if you don't have two witnesses for kinoy, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's nothing, it's ephes. There has not been any... No iser can be created through that by a stira that follows such a kinoy. Where did Rashi learn this halacha? L'chora, because the Mishnah doesn't mention anything whatsoever about hashkoa, about making the woman drink when it comes to kinoy. Mekana lo pishnayim u'mashka al pir echod. Stira is referred to as mashka, but the kinoy is referred to as mekana lo pishnayim. But more than that, in the end of the Mishnah it says ketzed mekana lo amlo bifnei shnayim v'chulei. It says that, how do you make a real kinoy that works? It says, Nichasa ima levesa seisa, v'shas ima kedetuma asura levesa, v'asura lechel betruma. V'meischa, let's just want to say ben this. How are you makana? By telling her, do not isolate yourself, and if she isolates herself after that, asura levesa, v'asura lechel betruma. The Mishnah doesn't even mention that she becomes mechuyiv to drink the meisaita after such a stira. It says the way that yemekana is, do this and this after isolation, after a kinoy, she becomes aser. It's clear then that the point of the kinoy in the Mishnah is as far as creating an iser. And when it says Rabbi Yeshua Omer al pishnayim, it means that no iser is created by a kinoy al piyachod. If you don't have to wait, it cannot be created. That seems to be what Rashi learned.
A stronger proof for this can be brought from the Gemara and other days. And this proof is brought by the Beis HaLevi in many Achronim. The Beis HaLevi is in Chelek Beis, in Mem Aleph, Chelek Os Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Chaniya Misura,
Chanina Misura said, "Lo lema initially itse bisman azeh, lo titzri behadei ploni." A person should not tell his wife bisman azeh, "Do not isolate yourself with so and so." Why shouldn't he? That's a kinoi beno leveno. We're talking about beno leveno. It says Rashi says over here And that's clear from the sugya. There's no other way to learn the sugya here. It's talking about, do not warn your wife privately not to isolate herself. Because perhaps the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's Mesorah, where Rabbi Eliezer said that even a kinei b'fnei atzmo, beno veno, will help. And now, Mistatra, if afterwards she is going to isolate herself, since there's no Meisota today to clarify whether she was Mizana during the isolation or not, she will be Usa forever to him, and he will have lost her. The Gemara says that this is only true according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yoshua, if he warns her, Beno Veno, do not isolate yourself, even if she isolates herself afterwards, there will be no Isser. It's clear from this Gemara that there is no Isser by Azhara, Akinoi, Beno Veno, unless you hold like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Another proof of the Chora could be brought from the Gemara that says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Ludover Sov, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a person could either be Mekane Beno Veno, or could be made for stira beinu leveino. If you say like that, ein lo davar sof. Why ein lo davar sof? Because zimnin d'lo koni v'amer kanoi, and zimnin d'lo istata v'amer istata. Sometimes the husband will make up a story and will say, "I saw that I was mekaner," and now he's going to be able to bring two witnesses that she was mistater, that she isolated herself with someone. Rashi says it's easy to find two witnesses that she isolated herself if he was not mekana her first, if he didn't warn her not to isolate herself. It happens. So he's going to find edim that she isolated herself. And by the way, isolation, even way in a way, in a manner that's not necessarily yichud, could also create an iser. There are cases like that also. The door open, everything is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and the Achrayim. It's easy to find edim that she isolated herself if he didn't warn her first. He's going to make up a story and say, "I warned her," and then he's going to come and bring to edim that she isolated herself. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what will she be able to do to prevent this? Why doesn't the Gemara ask that according to Rabbi Yeshua also? According to Rabbi Yeshua, he's also Naaman if he says that he warned her beino leveino. If you say that he's Naaman to say that he warned her beino leveino, legabe himself at least, so he's going to create an iser by bringing to edim that she was isolated, and then saying, "I was mekane beino leveino," and now because of that kinu beino leveino, he's going to create an iser. So he's still saying it of himself. The Achiezer brings this proof, but he's doichit. Is an obvious dichoy. He's not going to make up a story like that, because then he's going to have to send her away and give her ksuva. Why should he make up a story like that, that I was mekane her, beinu leveinah, if he's going to just have to send her away with a ksuva? Because he has no proof to say that he was mekane her, and therefore he cannot take away her ksuva by saying you were mezana after kinoi. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, not only can he say, "I was mekane leveino leveino," not only that, but he's even neman as far as bezdin is concerned when he says, "I was mekane leveino leveino." He's neman, he could be mafseder the ksuva. She loses the ksuva, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, if the husband says, "I was mekane beini leveino," and he brings to edim that she was nistra, then because of his private testimony, he has absolutely no edus for the kinoi, he can make her lose the ksuva. That's the halacha, that's what's learned out from the pasuk. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, from this Gemara, there's no proof that Kinoi Shelo Beno is nothing according to Rabbi Yeshua. But we do have the proof from Rabbi Chanina Misura, and Rashi is clearly saying that. Okay, that is the din of Kinoi. Let's discuss Stira now. What about Stira Beno Veno? Well, now that we have the opinion, now that we've shown that kinoi beinu leveino is absolutely nothing according to Rabbi Yeshua, it does not even create an iser, And that's clear from Rabbi Chanina Misura. Said Rashi's Medayik in the Mishnah. Rashi says that clearly. So then the obvious conclusion would be that the same thing would happen with Stira ben Ovino. Stira ben Ovino, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, is absolutely nothing. If he has two Eidim for Kinui, and he says, I saw her be Nistura with that man, Bezin will tell him, garnished, it's nothing. You're allowed to continue living with her. However, the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says that the opposite is true. In Hilchos Sota, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Kina lo b'fnei shnayim, if he was mekana b'fnei shnayim. The Rambam paskins, let's introduce this verse, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehoshua. He says, Astir amur b'tayra is shetisaser mose isha amr lo al tisri imo b'fnei shnei edim. And Kina amur b'tayra, he also says in the beginning of Hilchos Sota, shiyam lo b'fnei edim al tisri. He clearly paskins like Rabbi Yehoshua, which makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Lacha always is like Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Eliezer shamutayu. But the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Kina lo b'fnei shnayim v'ra osa shenistra im v'ra osa shenistra im zeh shekina lo alav. If the man himself bears witness to a stira after kina b'fnei shnayim v'chos k'dei tuma, harei zu asura alav v'yetz v'yitn k'suva. She becomes usher to him, and he has to send her away, and he has to give her a ksuva, because he has no testimony to prove that she was Nistara. And the Rabbi Yeshua holds that you have to have testimony that she was Nistara. So the Rambam clearly says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, with kinei al pishnayim, but stira beino leveino, he bears testimony alone to a stira, yotze v'yitein ksuva. The din is that she becomes also to him. She'enu yochel ashkos al pi atzmo, he can't give her the meich. She can't give her the meisaita, and therefore he has to send her away, even bizman amikdash. What's the logic behind the Rambam? The logic is what we mentioned before. Pashat shavya nafshecha tichati sura. If a man sees that his wife is mezana, she becomes asur to him. So too, if a man sees that his wife was nistera, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, we just showed that by kinyan, it's not so. By kinyan, the halacha is clear. It doesn't count for anything. And if so, why should the Rambam say that the stira is going to help,
even if it's beno v'noah, in order to create an iser? If the kina can't create an
iser beno v'noah, why does the stira? The achronim over here, pe'achad, many
achronim follow svara to say the following.
This is already, it shows up already in the Marit. In the Marit, chelik beis of an ezer, end of Siman Aleph. And the Shagas Ayeh in Nispachos, which is brought by the Achiezer, Chelk Aleph Simin Ches Osbeis, the Beis Levi says this also, and Chelk Beis Mim Aleph Osbeis, Avnei Nezer, Neven Ezer, Kufnun Vav, Sif Lamid Vav. It's brought by many Achrayim, that there's a Chilik as follows. It's true that if a person says, I saw be mezana in private, when no one else was watching, I saw her be mezana, I actually saw the znus. Not the steer, but the znus. She comes also to him, because shaven av shechaticha disura. However, if a person gives a woman a tabas and says, hayat mekadashas b'tabaso, and there's no aid in there, it's absolutely nothing. Bezin will tell him, lechatila, go ahead and marry her sister. You did not kind of divorce. If a person divorces his wife, Shalom b'fnei Eden, absolutely nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Ishtar that doesn't have Eden, he gives it over. Shalom b'fnei Eden, it doesn't count for anything. It's not a divorce. It's not kedushin. Why should that be so? The Achronim use a lashon based on the Gemara and kedushin samachem base that the edus in our case is l'kumei davar, the edus of kedushin and gerushin. The reason that you need two Eidim for Kedushin and Gerushin is not just because Lo Ivri Sadu Elo LaShakri, also an expression from Kedushin Samechei, Lo Ivri LaShakri. It's not because Eidim are only there to prove what happened, and once we have proof because the husband himself says, I saw what happened, you don't need Eidim anymore. That's not so when it comes to Kedushin and Gerushin. By Kedushin and Gerushin, it Lo Mekayim Amilsa Elo Besadeh. In order to be mekayim the davar, you need sadeh, you need eidim. That's what the Gemara says. It says mekayim milsel besadeh. That's the din by kedushin and gerushin. Now this is very, very strange. all the halachas of Shnei Edim are learned from one pasuk, Davar, Davar mi Mamon, Davar by Mamon, Davar by Davar Shebeherva, teaches us that all arayas need to weigh them. That's what teaches us that you need to weigh them if a woman is mezana. That's what teaches us you need to weigh them for a ghetto, for a kedushin. How could there be a difference between them, that when it comes to gittin and kedushin, like every side of the shakri, and yet when it comes to edus of znus, then the hodo of the baal is just as good as edim. You say shavinav shechaticha nisura, it's like meya edim. Why should that be? It's learned from the same pasuk. Tosfos doesn't discuss the limudim, how we could learn it from the pasuk. Tosfos doesn't go into that. The Rishonim don't go into that. The Achronim, the Ksei Sechleishim, and the Achronim go into this, Shimon. But the Tosfos discusses the logic behind it. He says there's a logical difference over here. Tosfos says in Kedushas Samach Vavam Omer Aleph Tiber Maschel Omer Abaya, Tema, why is it that if a person sees his wife be mezana, then we say that the woman's asked to him, when it comes to Kedushin, without Tuedim, the Kedushin doesn't start. Why should the Isser start without Tuedim? When it comes to Kedushin, it's possible that since the man was not Mekadosh in front of Edim, even though I said Harayat Mekudeshly, maybe she took the money as a matana, as a gift. Maybe he gave it as a gift. Aval hocha habia oseres bein be'edim min shlo be'edim. Ve'enan utzrichim ela sheyeda habal ha'emes. When it comes to the iser of a woman that's mezana tachas baila, the iser comes through the bia, through a maisa. You do not need sheyeda habal, you don't need anything more than the husband should know the truth. That's all you need to know. More than that, you don't need. Tosfos asked from our Gemara, Masha ena ishin eseres abayla elan iskes kini estira masha be'inan edim. Miyukosh masha v'alchad erech neman. We say normally be'inan edim. Yishlam, that's something else. Yishlam v'hosam mayer be'in v'sheisek v'sheisek erech mehemen. That's talking about edechot. But as far as hodos, the hodos of the husband is concerned, by Isser Labayla, the Bia is what's Isser. Masha Enkin, by making a Kedushin, perhaps he's giving her Matana. Rav Guzman used to explain this as follows, the Hitzadik Bevracha. There's a big difference between an Isser that's created through Das and an Isser that's created through a Maisa. The Isser Labayla of a woman that's Mezana is created through an action. The woman is Mezana, that act creates the Isser. It makes no difference whether she has in mind that she's doing it because she's being mekayim a big mitzvah, she's doing it because of because she wants to become us, or she's doing it because she doesn't want to become us, but because she loves this this man. Whatever the reason is that she's doing it, unless she's anusa or totally mistaken, she never knew that there's a discussion if she becomes us or if she never knew that there's an isser. Even that can become Usher. Even if she never knew there was an Isser, could become Usher because she knows she's rebelling against her husband. As long as she knows she's rebelling against her husband by doing this, she becomes Usher. It's Marik. In any case, the point is the act of Bia is what's Usher, not the fact that she wants to be Usher herself. Mashenkin Mekedushin, it's the das of the woman, the willingness of the woman to be Mekabal the Kedushin and to make a Kedushin, to create a Kedushin, which creates the Kedushin. It's not just that he gave her money. If he gave her money, it could be a matana, it could be anything. It's the fact that she accepted it as Kedushin. She wants to be Mekudeshes. The same thing by a get. If he gives it because he's being Megarasher, that's what creates the get, that's what creates the Kedushin. That is why the Edim are necessary L'kiyume Milsa. Rishon Shkop speaks this out also in Shari Yosher. I understand this as follows. The two Edim who are standing there are forcing the woman to take this seriously, to take this ring that the husband's giving her seriously. She can no longer say, well, I thought he's just giving him a ton, or I thought I'll get away with it. Give it to me, I'll deny it afterwards. Here, she knows she's going to be held to her word. If she says, yes, I'm accepting it, and she stretches out her hand, she takes it, then that creates a kedushin. For this reason, Taman Edim Echoria Geder doesn't work. If the Hichman Edim stuff, if a man hides Edim, and the woman who is giving the ring to has no idea whatsoever that there are Edim standing here, and she accepts the tapas, Kedushin doesn't work, because she has to know that there are Edim there. it's not enough by Hifman Eidim. But that's the din of Eidus Lekaye Milsa. The Eidim are making the Kedushin by causing her to have the Gemiras Das. Vashenkin Issel Abayla does not involve Gemiras Das. Okay, now let us apply this Nugain knowledge to the din of Kinoi in Stira. The Achronim that I mentioned above, with the Marit and those afterwards, say that Kinoi is different inherently than Stira. Stira creates an Isser just because of the act that she was Nistera, because she was a Glaim Ladover, that she probably was done with him. It has nothing to do with Gemira Stas, where they're wanting to become Usser or anything. There's no Das involved. She doesn't know that anyone's watching. She wouldn't have been Nistera if she would have known someone is watching her. She wouldn't have isolated herself. Rather, it's an act that's creating an Isser. For that, you do not need Eidei Kiyum. Therefore, if the husband sees the Stira, his knowledge of the Stira can create an Isser, just like his knowledge of his Nusku create an Isser. Vashenken by Kinoi, what's creating the Isser is the fact that she was warned. She cannot be isolate herself with so-and-so. Why did she later isolate herself? It shows that she probably had such a strong desire for him that she was willing to forego the warning. It's only if she was warned in a way that she's going to take the warning seriously that the Eidim, the Kinoi will create an Isser after Stira. Therefore, the Kinoi involves a Gemira Stas, involves an Atora. The Loshon that Achronim use is different. The Avnei Nezer just a Sarech Das. The Kinoi needs some sort of Das. The Beis Halevi says it's tzarech lios azhora. It has to be an azhora. It has to be a warning. She has to take it seriously. It can't be that she's going to think it's just a schok. The Marit says she can't just think that he's playing with her. It can't be a schok. And in order to show that it's serious, he has to bring out Eidim. Eidim are watching. Then she knows it's serious. The Achiezer, Chaim Eizer, Grzemski, Zechitzanik Lebracha, adds that this is similar, the reason that you need two Eidim for the Azhara of Kinoi is similar to the reason you need two Eidim for the Azhara of Hasra'a. In order to kill someone after Hasra'a, when you warn someone, do not be Mechal Shabbos, you could be killed for this. Or, do not shave yourself because you could get Malkus for this if you shave yourself in the wrong place. In order to be mechayev a person malchus or misa after such hasra, the hasra had to be in front of two eidim, in order for him to take it seriously. That is this the din of kinoi also. So it's not quite the same lekume milsa as we find by kedushin, where it's sort of das. The das is making the kedushin. This eidus is being mechayev the kedushin by making her have gemiras das, but it is causing her to take it seriously. And because of that, there is some type of das involved, and that is why you need to eidim lekiyumei milsa for kinoi. Therefore, if the man says, "As mekanei her beni levino," it doesn't count for anything, because you don't have the eidim which are necessary for kiyum hadavar. That is how the Achronim explain the difference between kinoi and stira. Ad kan divrei Rambam. But now, we look at Rashi, and we see that Rashi seems to have understood it the way we originally said. Just like Kinoi Leveino Leveino will not help, Stira Leveino Leveino, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is absolutely nothing. If he was Mekana Bifnei Shnayim, afterwards he was Nistra Bifnei Beino Leveino, he'll ask Pesim, "What should I do?" Pesim will say, "Nothing, it's garnished." Where does Rashi see this from? Where do we see this in Rashi? Rashi, Rabbi Kiveger, and Mishnayis, makes this diuk in the Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura's lashon is very similar to Rashi. He adds a bit. The lashon of Rashi is Umashka Pirechad al Pi Atzmo. He's discussing the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Erech is enough, and he says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Afilu Ein Edim Shenistra Ela Erechod Ohu Atzmo Omer Reisia Shenistra Achash Kinesila. Even if he himself says, "I saw her binistra," or Eid Echot says that ne'eseres bistira ad shetishte, she becomes usher bistira through the stira ad shetishte. She becomes usher ad shetishte. Rashi seems to be emphasizing that according to Rabbi Eliezer, she'll become usher ad shetishte, but according to Rabbi Yoshua, she won't become usher ad shetishte. She won't become even usher. Not only she won't drink, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, you won't say in the words of Rashi, perhaps it could be nidchak and say that the main emphasis is on the ad shetishta. That according to Rabbi Eliezer, neseres b'stira ad shetishta. According to Rabbi Yeshua, neseres la'olam. maybe you could say that in Rashi. In the Bar Tanur you can't say that because he has afterwards the words, and it says Vesirat Shetishta VeAsura LaOilam B'Zman Hazeh, something like that, that she, that the emphasis is on the Isser according to Rabbi Eliezer. And in the Rashi it would seem more meduyak to learn that he's emphasizing the stira. However, if this is true, what is the svara for Rashi? Why shouldn't his private testimony that I saw Binistra help just as much as if you had Edom? The Edom are not affecting her das. The Edom are outside the door watching that she was Nistra. They saw her walk in. She didn't notice them at all. So what's the difference if he sees her walk in and Binistra, or if Edom see it? And this is a very strong question, that the Chayr, what the Rambam said, is very mistabre as far as Stira is concerned. The Chayr, Peinol Vino, should help, because the Shavi Nafshe Chaticha De Sura. The Dvar Shol, Kasovsky Shachar, presents a beautiful Svara to explain the Rashi. The Svara is as follows. What is the din if a woman is a Mekana, if you're Mekana, the wife, and later she's Nistra, and then an Eidecha comes and see and testifies that I saw her be mezana during that stira. The halacha is eidach is nemar. The Gemara asked, why is it different than a normal eidus of znus, which requires two eidim? The Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanit Rei Bishmal, Mipnei Mahe Emina Taira Eidach B'Saita. Why is eidach nemar after kinoi and stira, whereas without kinoi, just stira alone, eidach is not nemar? Shiraglaim Ladover, Shari Kinala, Venistra, the Erechad Meidashitmeya. Ever Glaim Ladover. A strong reason to believe that she is Mazana. How strong is the Svar of Raglaim Ladover? And the Bezal and Bez, the Gemara again mentions the Svar of Raglaim Ladover. The Gemara says that there's a Hava Mina to say that if there wouldn't be any Pasuk teaching you that it wouldn't be any Pasuk teaching you whether you need two Eidim or one Eid for Eidei Tuma, meaning after Kina and Stira. There's no pasuk telling you whether one Eid is enough to be made on Tuma, or you need two Eidim like usual. The Gemara says, I would say a svara that Sakatay Techamina Saita Shaina Draglaim Ladova Shari Kinam Lovinistra Lusaman Vaidachar. Without any Eidus at all, without any pasuk being Megala, what the Allah is, there's a svara to say that Kina, Vinistra, and therefore Eidachar should be enough for Tuma. It sounds like it's a very strong svara, this svara of Raglaim Ladover. And you don't need any pasuk to be megala that the svara is true. However, the Tosfos Rosh asks an obvious question. The Gemara doesn't prove that Eidach Lutum is enough from the svara of Raglaim Ladover. The Gemara does bring a pasuk in the conclusion. The Gemara says that since it says the Eid Ein Ba, the Nistra Vinit Ma, Eid Ein Ba teaches us there were not two Eidim, and then you say there are not two Eidim, but what? There was one Eid. Whenever it says Eid, Harekan Shnayim, the Eid Einba means that you did not have two Eidim, but you had one Eid. And then it says Vinistra, Vihinitma. If you don't have two Eidim, even though you don't have two Eidim, Vinistra, if she was Nistra, and you have a single Eid, Vihinitma, she becomes Asura. That's the limit of the Gemara. Ask the Taisus Rush, what do you need a limit for? You don't need any psukim, just say Raglaim Ladover is alone, enough. The Yeshlomer, the Achshenech Tvushne Psukim, Nistayanu Meach Svar, the Chad Mehemen, Meshum, the Raglaim Ladover, Lidrush Psukim, Kfiya Kabbalah. There is a Svar to say that after you want to work out the psukim, you could say, the Pusik meant that you shouldn't think that perhaps Raglaim Ladover is enough of a Svar to prove that Einach is enough. There is such a Svar of Chitzona, but it's not a strong enough Svar to paskin like that without a Pusik. Meaning it's enough of a svara to say that perhaps Eidach would be believed. But in the end, in the long run, you have to have a pasuk to say, yes, Eidach is believed for Tuma after Kinah and Stira. That teaches us that the Raglaim Ladover is a strong enough svara. What I've shown is that the Raglaim Ladover is not a strong enough svara to work in its own and to say Eidach is going to be believed for Tuma. Similarly, after stira, normally we do not prohibit a woman to her husband after stira. It's only after kina and stira that we prohibit a woman to her husband. Why is that? Again, it must be the raglaim ladover svara that the Gemara mentions on Daf Gimel, which teaches us that the znus after kina and stira is different than znus after stira alone. So to issa after stira plus kina is different than issa after stira alone. But as we said, this svara isn't enough to create nisar on its own. It's only once you have gzeiras hakasav that tells us the pasuk. We learn that tuma. The pasuk says tuma three times. That teaches us iser lebal, lebal letruma. After that, then we know that the raglayim l'dava teaches us iser. So you do need a pasuk in the long run. Oh. Says the Dvar Shol, really kinu and steer alone is not enough to prohibit her. And that's why when you have kinu el pishnayim, but the husband alone is made to the steer, I saw the steerah, she doesn't become aser. Because the pasuk isn't megala then in such a case, there's an iser. When is the pasuk megala that there's an iser? Only when you could be mashka her. When you could bring her to the base of Mikdash afterwards and be mashka the woman Meisaita. That's when the Pasuk created this Isser. Why did the Pasuk create the Isser? In order to be mashka her. In order that the husband should, since it's possible, to verify whether she was Mezayin or was not. The Torah says, why should we let her remain mutter to her husband if we could bring her to the base of Mikdash and give her the Meisaita to drink, and then we'll find out whether she was Mezayin or not. Therefore, the Torah creates an Isser in order for the husband to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. However, if there was a Kina El Pishnayim, but a Stira Beino Leveino, in such a case, he cannot bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to create an Isser. Therefore, the Torah won't prohibit her. The Torah will leave it like a normal Stira, as if a Stira occurred without Raglayim L'Davar. And the Torah will say that she is Muteris L'Baila. So even though he saw the Stira, and we know for sure there was a, he knows for sure there was a Stira, you don't say Shavi Nafshi Chetichi Nisura, not because he's a problem of Eidei Kiyam, but simply because the Torah doesn't create an Isra unless he could bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a beautiful Svara. It's not a complete, it's not a 100%, in other words, you have to realize that the Svara doesn't cover everything. In other words, the Svara is true, but realize that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and yet the Torah says that a woman's also have to kinyan stira. That's clear from many places. Why? You can't bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. Why did the Torah create the Isser? Well, maybe so that she meheri bana Beis HaMikdash, and then you're going to be able to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash after Kinyan Steira that happened before the Beis HaMikdash was built. But you have to say something like that. The point is that because when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's a way to create a Heter, therefore the Torah created a blanket Isser after Kinyan Steira that could bring her to the Beis HaMikdash. The Dvar Shol adds that there are cases when Kinyan Steira create an Isser. However, he cannot be mashka her. For example, there's a case that if she was mezana with a type of person that is that cannot possibly have children, that cannot have a full bia, or if she's mezana with she was nistra with a person that can't have a bi'ila, or if she was nistra with the same bayil that she was nistra with the first time, and she drank water and she was innocent. If she's nistra again with him, then there will be an Isser, but she will not be able to drink the water. But the idea is that the general idea of the Torah is you only give the general halacha of kinyan to the type of the general halacha of kinyan stira to the type of kinyan stira that could bring her to drink in general. Okay, that is the svara of Rashi. I think that this svara is I want to add some diyukim from Rashi to prove that this svara is indeed the correct intention of Rashi. We see that Rashi says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Afilu enein shenistra ela eid echod ohu atzmo oimer yisir shenistra ach shekinesi lo neseres bestira ad shetishta. This is the Rashi we read before. Rashi doesn't say neseres bestira v'tishta. Neseres bestira ad shetishta. What kind of a lashon is that? Ad shetishta. Neseres bestira v'yishoisa. What's it mean? Neseres bestira ad shetishta. Rashi's trying to say that the Isser of the Stira according to Rabbi Eliezer is because she could be Shaisa. Because there's an Ad Shetishta, therefore Neseres B'Stira. Neseres B'Stira because Ad Shetishta, because she could drink. And therefore Neseres B'Stira. It works out beautifully in the wording of Rashi. It's clear from Rashi that Rashi's trying to hint to us that that's the reason that the Isser is created according to Rabbi Eliezer. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds the husband is believed to say Nistra Beni Leveno, therefore Neseres Bestira, because she could be Mashka, therefore Ad Shetishta. It's only the Ad Shetishta. According to Rabbi Yeshua, there's not even an Isser, because there's no Ad Shetishta. This also explains the conclusion of Rashi. Rashi concludes, Ulukaman Yafinu Mikro Shestira So Asrasa Lov Misafik. We learn that from Sukkim later that Stira creates an Isser Misafik. Why does Rashi have to tell us that we learn out from Sukkim later that Stira creates an Isser Misafik? Rashi wants to tell us, don't think that the Isra after Seir is intuitive. It's learned that from a pasuk. There's no intuitive raglayim ledavar about creating Isra after Stira. It's learned that from a pasuk. And Rabbi Eliezer says that pasuk applies even to Stira b'fnei Echad. But Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. We'll say that it doesn't apply because the pasuk is not talking about such a Stira. This is, I think, the intention of Rashi with regard to Kina and Stira api Echad. The Rambam, once we brought down the Rambam about Stira Pi Veno Vena, it's only fair to discuss what the Rambam will hold about Kina Veno Vena. Till now we assume that Kina Veno Vena, the Rambam will have to agree that the Kina must be in front of two Eidim in order to create Nisr, and you need Eide Kiyom Ladova Mashenkin Vestira. And that was what seemed to come out from the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, where he said, "Kini lo b'fnei shnayim, v'ro'o es shenistrim zeh shekini lo v'en harezu asura." This also would seem to be the intention of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Saita. The Rambam says, "V'end of Hilchos Saita, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, ein ro'i likpasu l'kanas b'fnei edim t'chila." A person should, right, he says, in Halacha Yud Ches, he says, "Mitzvah chachamim abnei Yisrael l'kanos l'nasheim." He doesn't paskin like the Gemara and Bezum and Bez. It says Osa Lakanos. He holds that it's Mitzvah Lakanos, like Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says Chayva. And Halacha Yutesi says, but even though it's a Mitzvah, Ein Roy Likpotzu Lakanos Bifnei Eidim Tchila Elo Beino Leveno Benachas Uvederech Taira. A person should not be Mekane his wife originally in front of two Eidim, but between himself privately, benachas of a derech tayra v'azhara, warning kedei ladricha v'derech yishara lahasa michshol, in order to remove any possible causes for avera. V'chol she'enu makpid al ishtel vanu v'vnei v'esa u'mazhiran u'paiket achay and tamid at sh'yedah she'en shleimim mikol chet v'avan. The person always oversees the actions of his children and his wife to see, and if they seem to be doing something that might be avera, he tells them in a way that they could be mekabel very gently. Hareza chayte. If he doesn't do that, hareza chayte. Shenem aviyadat ki shalom alecho b'katan avecho b'lo sechta. The Rambam says, "Ein roi likpas l'kanes b'fnei edin tchila el beino veino benachs v'derech tayra v'azara kedei ladricha v'derech yishar l'otzer mitzvah." If the Rambam holds that kina could be done beino veino also, what's the difference if it's beino veino or b'fnei edin? In either case, he's going to become usher to her because of the kinoi that is mekana her beno veno. In either case, he's still creating an iser. He's still going to be creating an iser. So why does the Rambam say in roi likpos l'kanas b'fnei edim tchila el beno veno benachs v'derech tayra? In either case, he's going to be creating an iser, whether he does it beno veno, whether he does it privately. This seems to show that the Rambam holds again kina beno veno is garnished. However, this does not seem to be the way that Rambam learns the halacha lemaisa in Ishus, not Hilchos Saita, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Chaf Dalet, halacha Chaf Hei. The Rambam says he's discussing the din of Kinei and Stira over there. That he says that Omer in halacha Chaf Dalet, he says Omer leishto b'fnei shnayim al tisri mishponi v'nichnasi mo l'seisa b'fnei shnei eden b'shas k'day tuma arezu asura al baila atchi eshkenu me'amarim k'mo she'ispar b'lcha soita. Halacha Chaf Hei says Omer lo beino leveino al tisri mishponi, he told her privately al tisri mishponi v'ro oisa shenisri imo, and then he privately saw beino leveino that she had stira kino leveino leveino and stira beino leveino. She is asutim bismanazer. She ain't shem meisaita because we have no meisaita. V'chayv lohayt to eat ksuva. And if she's maida, then she goes liksuva. But the Rambam says that bismanazer she becomes asut by kinoi benovina and stir benovina. This is a tremendous problem. How could the Rambam say that even kinoi benovina also creates an issa? It also seems to contradict what we learned from the Gemara on Amud Beis. Gemara on Amud Beis said, Ruchanina Misura says, a person should not tell his wife privately that you shouldn't be Nistra. Why? Because maybe the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, that says, Kina al-Piatmo is enough. But the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. In Hilchos Sotah, he never mentions once a suffix that there's a suffix kinoy by that Dilma Alok Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Alok, he's not sure if the Alok is like Rabbi Yeshua. He says you bring her to Bezdin, you bring her to the Mikdash, you give her a Sotah like Rabbi Yeshua, and he never mentions anything about any other sfeikos. And here, suddenly, he seems to be saying that even though he paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, he says that you shouldn't have kinoy beno vino. This is a big problem, which all the Achreinim discuss. The Be'er Sheva is one of the first in the Simen Chav Zayin of the Tshuvas. What makes it a bigger problem is that it's brought down on Eben Ezer, Malacha. In Eben Ezer, the end of Kufayin Ches, the end of Eben Ezer, the last halacha is the halacha of the Rambam, Ein Roy Likbos Ulkana Bifnei Edom Tchila. And then in Perek, in Simen Kut Tes Vav, if test, the Shulchan Aruch brings the other Rambam in Ishus. Amalo beno vino al tistra mish plaini, v'ra isa shenistra v'shasi mokadei tumma, asurilo v'chayv lo tziv yitin l'ksuva. It brings it over here. Rambam brings, the Mechaber brings it. What do we do with this? So, as far as the contradiction in the halachas, in other words, we said the Rambam seems to hold that kinoi doesn't help unless it's bifnei shnayim. The Mechaber actually takes care of that in the end of the Simen Kufayin Ches by saying, "Ein roi likpots l'kana bifnei edom tchila v'afilu benol v'no lo yomel al tisri mish ploini k'mo shenispar el mechiachos benol v'no benachas." So he says there's no stira between having a kina benol v'no and having a tochach benol v'no benachas. Kina benol v'no will create nisr. And therefore, he should not tell out history of Mishpani ben Elvino. But, Ha'tochoch ben Elvino, Benach v'derech Taira, V'azhara, that's something else entirely. He seems to be learning the Rambam as saying that you should be Mochiach ben Elvino. You shouldn't say, out history of Mishpani ben Elvino. You should just warn her, look, please, it's not a good thing to do, don't do that. But not say, Beloshen, Stira. And this is indeed the way the Marit explains the Shulchan Aruch, they explain to the Rambam, and that's what the Mechaber seems to be saying. The Be'er Sheva doesn't like it because the Rambam uses a lashon of kinoy over there when he says in the end of Hilchos Sotah, his lashon is Ein roi likpos ulekanos bifnei edom elo ben el v'na. V'nachas. Mashma kinoi, why would we call that a kinoi? But on the other hand, the Rambam says, El b'nel v'nachas, b'derech tayv ha'zhorah. It means not b'derech kinoi. Others ask, why does the Rambam say that you shouldn't do it b'fnei shnayim then? What's it have to do with b'fnei shnayim? If you should do it derech ha'zhorah, do it derech ha'zhorah. That's also not a kasha. The reason you don't do it b'fnei shnayim is, like the Marit says, Marit explains the makar of the Rambam is from the halacha that a person is supposed to be careful how he tells his wife, Musar, and Ben Hashmosha, when a person says, I raftem, adliko saner, I should do it benachas, I should do it so that his wife shouldn't get angry. Same way, you shouldn't do this b'fnei shnayim, because of peace, not because of the halacha of kinoi. In any case, even in front of shtayim, the azhara would not be kinoi. The Nitziv also asks that the Rambam paskins even azhara, b'derech, the Nitziv asks this in his Ha'emek Sheila, Simen Kuvchof, he discusses this Rambam, Eli Speis. The Nitziv asks that why, how could the Rambam mean that it should be still like Kine Mitach Katata? The halacha is that if a person is very angry at his wife and he says, okay, don't be Nistra with someone, even if he does it out of anger, it counts as Stira. So Derech Hashara should also count. But it's not necessarily a question. The Mechaber is learning the Rambam as saying that he doesn't say, don't be Nistra. He says, look, it's not right to be Nistra. He doesn't say Beloshen Kinoi. As far as the other halacha that the Mechaber paskins, that Kinoi Bifnei Beino Vino and Stira Beino Vino does create an Isser, as far as that's concerned, that's because the Chalkas Mechaikik, the Beis Shmuel discuss, and many other Achreinim discuss where the Rambam got that from, and why isn't it a contradiction to the halacha of Rav Chanina Misura? If L'chari Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, why is he worrying about the Svara of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? I'm not going to go into it now because the time is late, so we're going to leave it with this. L'maskana, what did we come out with? we came out that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, the halachic opinion, kinei beno v'na doesn't count. That's clear from Rav Chanina Misura, the dig from Rav Chanina Misura's words, and clear from Rashi. And the reason is, the Achrayim say it's because the kinoi needs da'as. And in order to have the proper da'as of Azhara, you have to have edei kiyum. By stira, however, it's not so clear. The Rambam passing stira v'no v'no does create an iser according to Rabbi Yehoshua. And the Achrayim say, well, that's because stira doesn't require edei kiyum. And therefore, shavinav shechetichet isura. However, Rashi learned that even stira bin Olvina could create an iser, does not create an iser, and that's because, as we were medayik in Rashi, and as Rashal explained, the Torah only creates an iser after kinyan stira when it's possible to be mashkeher afterwards. And then we ended off with the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that is chayshish for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It says even kinyan bifnei atzmo and stira bifnei atzmo does create an iser, and we didn't explain why, but the Achrayim over there discussed that the Chumrah, or at least Bizman Azeh, they are chayshish for the Svara of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, for kinyan and stira, ben olvei, no.